8:36 on this Tuesday afternoon on the mighty 790 KFGO. And you might have noticed that I said Tuesday and not Monday, but yesterday, Monday, I was in the Twin Cities at the Twins home opener, and we carried the Twins on KFGO, so I was not on the air yesterday. So we couldn't tie in with our usual Monday guest in this spot, Clay Jenkins, and so we'll make it a Tuesday day this week with Clay. Tuesdays with Clay here on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Clay Jenkins, and how is your Tuesday afternoon going?
All I can tell you, Mike, is that yesterday I sat by the phone like a prom date who was not being asked to dance.
And when I woke up this morning, I thought, you know, I think I had all my bases covered for yesterday. And I thought, you know, I forgot to touch that one base that I didn't cover. I forgot to tell Clay that he wasn't going to be on my show yesterday.
I sat by the phone.
So I apologize both privately and publicly. I apologize for not telling you.
No. I ate 3 pounds of Velveeta cheese just to get over the grief.
That sounds like the most disgusting thing you've ever done. That's awful. Where did you even come up with that?
Which is the disgusting part, 3 pounds or 1 ounce?
The first bite is the most disgusting thing.
Exactly.
You're exactly right.
No, I'm fine. The sun is shining in Bismarck, North Dakota. It's about 70 degrees out here.
It is wonderful right now in Fargo-Moore as well. It's 52 as we speak right now. It's going to be 75 allegedly
tomorrow.
And how's
the river?
The river is low and not getting any higher, so we are just fine. This is
you dodge the bullet.
Well, when you don't have any snow all winter, that's generally the key. You know, I mean, that's kind of the key to Red River flooding is when you have no snow.
Look, this is the first year since I've known you that the river has not been on the rampage.
I think you're right. It might be right, but you could tell by January and February that when you drove around south of Fargo and even west of Fargo, there's just nothing out in the fields. There's just nothing. Unless we get just hammered in March, we're actually going to get a year where we're not throwing sandbags. So it's all good.
You're not going to have a shortage, are you?
A shortage of sandbags or a shortage of water?
A shortage of Red River. That's the problem of the Red. Too much or too little.
The amazing thing is that at some point, presumably during my lifetime, if I live to be the average age of 75, 76, 77 these days, the river you'll be able to walk across it at some point in my lifetime, because we will go through the cycle as we always do on the prairie, where it's going to get incredibly dry again, and we're going to see those days again, Clay, don't you think?
The last time this happened in the 30s and then the 50s, there was not so much at stake, my friend, because, of course, the population wasn't what it now is, and there wasn't as much industrial use of water. So this time when it happens, Fargo and Moorhead are going to be in very difficult situations. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we don't go to sleep just because we're having a drier year than the last couple.
Well, and that's when it comes to Fargo and the East needing water, if you talk... I can remember specifically in the summer of 2009, after the big flood that we almost lost the city and all these things, I was talking with some city officials in Fargo, and I said, well, this is going to cement trying to get a diversion. This is going to cement trying to get some sort of permanent flood protection. And to their credit, they said, yeah, we'd love to do that, Mike, but the dance that we're going to have to dance is that we're going to have to go to Bismarck now and say we need money for flood protection, well knowing that almost at the same time, we may have to go to Bismarck and say, and oh, by the way, when we do have a drought and when the Red River's dry, we need water and we need money for that at that time too. It's a really weird dance.
Well, it's important. You know, I'm very skeptical of transbasin diversions. That is, you know, shipping Missouri River water to the Red and Hudson Basin. They're in really it's important problems of that we've discovered in California and Colorado and so on. On the other hand, this problem has to get solved. You know, Fargo is our anchor. It's an important Midwestern metropolitan area. Its economy is essential to the health of not just North Dakota, but for large parts of Minnesota and even Manitoba. And we can't have Fargo in this sort of situation. But I remember once hearing Byron Dorgan talk about this when he was still our U.S. Senator, and he said, it's very hard for me to go to Congress and say, we need $1 billion to stop flooding in the Red River Valley. And by the way, we need $1 billion to pipe water in from somewhere else.
No one
understands this.
Right. No, and that's exactly what the Fargo officials were getting at. The city officials said the same thing, that it's people look at them cross-eyed when they say, you know, we flood and, oh, by the way, we're dry. And they look at them and say, what are you talking about? What are you possibly talking about? It's I don't know if it's unique to this basin, but it's something that I'm not sure that I've heard of before.
Well, there are two problems, right? I mean, one is that it's the Red River Valley. It's an utterly flat glacial lake bed. And so this isn't like the Grand Canyon where you know exactly where to put the dams. And secondly, and this was, I was shocked when I learned this. I thought, how could I be more than 50 years old when I first figured this out? A river that flows north melts into the freeze. A river that flows south, like the Minnesota River or the James River or whatever, melts into the sun. And so every time the Red River starts to melt at Wahpeton, it backs up at Fargo, and at Fargo it backs up at Hillsborough, and at Hillsborough it backs up at Grand Forks. And so this is a really big problem. But don't you agree, I mean, I hope you agree, that this is something that we absolutely have to solve. We can't have our major city living with uncertainty.
Well, if you're talking about solving it in terms of flood protection, yes,
I've both ends.
Yes, of course. Well, of course, living in Fargo-Moorhead, absolutely. I'm going to be a supporter of protecting us from floods and giving us water or getting us water when we need it. The problem is, of course, now Clay, you talk about east west, and you talk about people in the west thumbing their noses at Imperial Cass County, saying, well, whoa, wait a second here. No, wait a second here. You want us to give you hundreds of millions of dollars so you can build a diversion, but you also want hundreds of millions so you can get water. Yeah, okay, good luck with that. I mean,
well, you know, payback for you know what, but we got to get over that. It's not Imperial Cass. I mean, Fargo is the epicenter of North Dakota life. That's kind of hard to make sense of because it's on the very eastern edge. But if you took Fargo out of the picture, North Dakota would dry up and blow away economically.
You better watch yourself being in Bismarck saying things like that. That Fargo is the epicenter of North Dakota.
Now,
careful.
You know, temporarily, Williston has higher sales tax and so on. And the now the oil boom has made those three western counties, North Dakota's Alberta, and they're flexing their political muscles and sort of shaming what they like to call Imperial Cass, but Fargo is our major art center. It's our major intellectual center. It's our major commerce center. It's the meeting of two great freeways. And you cannot have a North Dakota or a viable northern Minnesota without Fargo. And it's shameful. I mean, look, we're rolling in cash, Mike. We need our legislature to say, what's it going to take to stabilize Fargo? And here's the check.
But they'll never do that, Clay. They'll be number one. Number one, the way this legislature is made up, they're talking about lots of money for Fargo. I understand that. They're not saying zero for Fargo. They're saying, you know, we're going to give you some money. But when it comes to just writing a blank check and saying whatever it takes, we'll be able to cover it because we have so much money, whether the feds come through or not, that will not happen. I mean,
maybe I overstated it. I do think you should have some bake sales.
Okay. But there,
I think you should sell cookies door to door.
There is a bone in some North Dakota legislators that they just don't want to spend money because they just don't want to spend money. I understand if you're spending more than you're taking in. I get that. I mean, we all have a household budget. We all have a checkbook. We all have personal finances. I get that you don't want to spend more than you're taking in, but there are those in North Dakota and around the country who just despise spending money, Clay, even if it's there. You agree with that, don't you?
That would be to, you know, to cut off your nose to spite your face. I'm against spending $40 million to create, say, an Amazon theme park near Belfield or the world's largest this or that. You know, I'm against idiotic spending, but this is non-negotiable. I mean, Fargo, in my opinion, Fargo has been very fortunate. You haven't had a mega flood. You've had some severe ones. But even more importantly, you haven't had the really critical drought. I lived in Southern California for 5 years, where water rationing was a daily fact of life. And the whole idea was that Los Angeles could be squeezed to death by a prolonged drought.
What's going to be amazing to me, and you know my love for the Devil's Lake area. I like to fish. I like to be outdoors.
I drained that puppy right into Fargo.
But you know what? There will again come a time when those dikes and those levees and those roads that they've built up in around the Devil's Lake area in Minnewaukan, when those things are a mile from water. I mean, there's going to be, it's going to look crazy when you have a road built up 40 feet in the air with nothing on either side for 2 miles, because
and you'll be out there with your fishing line throwing that thing about 700,000 feet into the last ounce of water.
Well, it was almost like that before. It wasn't that long ago.
In the '70s, or were you only two?
Well, I was born in 66.
Yeah, so I was born 11 years before you. I remember when Devil's Lake was a brackish, horrible mess, and they were begging for water to freshen it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now, you know, now we've come down from the peak. It's not any longer the catastrophe that it was 5 years ago, but the time will come in the 21st century. Luckily, you and I'll be dead. You'll have a fish in your mouth. But that lake will go down again, and there'll be desperation about not only how to keep it fresh, but the high and dry roads that you're talking about.
And tourism and economy and all those different things. It's
Aren't you the number one tourist attraction in Devil's Lake?
I think that I am, as a matter of fact. People
I
come
think so.
Far
I think
and wide.
You changed the culture up there.
I'll take
and
that
bowling,
mantle.
By the way.
I love to, by the way, State Senator Tyler Axness, who's running for Public Service Commission, after our last conversation about Devil's Lake bowling, he texted me immediately after our conversation, Clay, and said, yes, there is a bowling alley in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, just east of Devil's Lake on Highway 2. So we can.
I went out and bought a plaid shirt with 7 different primary colors in it. And I am going to work. You and I have a bowling grudge match this summer in Devil's Lake.
I would love to see you in a bowling alley. I would love to see you in a bowling alley. That'd be fantastic.
I would love to humiliate you publicly with a bowling ball.
Bring it on, brother. Bring it on.
I'm ready if you are.
All right. Hey, maybe we'll get up to Devil's Lake. Clay, thank you. As always, good to chat with you. Sorry I stiffed you yesterday. You just slipped my mind completely.
Water to Fargo. Talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks. Clay Jenkinson, a weekly guest on the Mike McFeely Show.